SBS Radio.
Ħarriċ notevoli sar fuq l-ugwaljanza bejn is-sessi u sab li iktar minn nofs iż-żgħażagħ nisa Awstraljani jiffaċċjaw id-diskriminazzjoni u jħossu li fil-biċċa l-kbira tal-postijiet tax-xogħol fl-Awstralja teżisti l-ugwaljanza bejn is-sessi. L-istħarriġ sab ukoll li numru kbir ta' rġiel iħossu li l-moviment femminista wasal fi-stat bla kontroll. Il-mistoqsija li dan ir-rapport isaqsi hija l-Awstralja għandha preġudizzju kontra n-nisa. Din il-mistoqsija saret is-suġġett ta' dokumentarju ġdid tal-SBS li fih tkun żvelata informazzjoni misjuba mill-ikbar stħarriċ li qatt sar fl-Awstralja dwar il-preġudizzju sesswali li ma stħarriċ jagħtu wkoll ħarsa lejn l-esperjenzi li għaddew minnhom kważi 3,600 Awstraljan. Infatti fost ħwejjeġ oħra l-istħarriġ sab li 60% tan-nisa li għandhom bejn 18 u l-25 sena għaddew minn esperjenzi bbażati fuq l-inugwaljanza bejn is-sessi. Instab ukoll li 44% tan-nisa jemnu li huwa iktar faċli għall-irġiel li jiksbu l-impjieg li jixtiequ fl-Awstralja. Il-professur mill-Università ta' Macquarie, Catherine Lambie, kienet il-koordinatur ta' dan l-istħarriġ. Hija tgħid li r-riżultati li ħarġu minnu ma jissorprendux, iżda għandhom jiġbdu l-attenzjoni tal-pajjiż.
I think it's a huge wake-up call. I think we still live in a society where most women feel hesitant about talking about the impact on a daily basis that gender discrimination has on them. And let's be clear. That includes being catcalled on the street. It includes being less confident applying for a raise in male-dominated workplaces.
L-istħarriġ ikompli juri intant li 22% tal-irġiel Awstraljani jemnu li n-nisa għandhom iħossuhom komplimentati meta xi ħadd isafrilhom fit-triq. Diana Sayed minn Amnesty International fl-Awstralja tgħid li hemm bżonn li l-valuri Awstraljani jiġu mġedda għall-aħjar.
Whether men find wolf whistling inappropriate or not, I think is kind of irrelevant. What we know is that there's no consent, that women are not there to be objectified. There are certain values within Australian society that need to have evolved beyond where we're currently sitting. And I think that really, that sort of, that line of questioning and reasoning is so archaic and out of date. That it's kind of astounding that we're even having this conversation at all.
Soċjologu mill-Università ta' Teknoloġija fi Queensland, il-professur Michael Flood, jgħid li hemm ċerti tipi ta' mġieba li ħafna rġiel għadhom ma jqisuhomx bħala abbuż.
Men's recognition of domestic and sexual violence against women has improved in Australia, and men are particularly likely to recognize and see as unacceptable blunt forms of violence, you know, a man hitting his wife or a man, you know, sexually assaulting a woman he doesn't know. But men's recognition of other forms of violence and abuse is much poorer. And so many men, as you said, don't see wolf whistling or sort of unwanted sexual attention as a problem, as unacceptable.
L-istħarriġ saqsa wkoll lill-parteċipanti dwar l-opinjoni tagħhom fuq attivitajiet li jipparteċipaw fihom meta kienu tfal. Ħareġ li 83% tan-nisa ħassew li m'hemm xejn ħażin jekk is-subien żgħar jilagħbu bil-pupi, intant 60% tal-irġiel biss ħassew l-istess. Id-direttur eżekuttiv tal-Women's Trust ta' Victoria, Mary Crooks, tgħid li l-istereotipi tal-ġeneru għadhom jeżistu tajjeb fis-soċjetà Awstraljana.
And their gender identity deserves to have a good crack at life. As a society, we tend to impose expectations subconsciously on what men and women can and can't do. Because when you impose limiting views on what people can do because of their sexuality, then the all the talents and the experience around you it's not tapped fully.
Iktar minn nofs l-irġiel li ħadu sen fl-istħarriċ jemnu li l-femminizmu fl-Awstralja sar estremist wisq. Intant il-professur Flood jgħid li r-rwol tal-ġeneru u r-relazzjonijiet fl-Awstralja qegħdin jinbidlu. Huwa jgħid li minorità żgħira ta' rġiel iħossu ċertu livell ta' difiża minħabba din il-bidla.
Some men are struggling. Some men feel like they've been giving contradictory messages about how to behave, how to treat women. I think some men feel that now they are, being tarnished with the kind of, the stereotypes of behaviour that, other men engage in and so on. And no, I don't think that's true. I think, in fact, that feminism has been very much a good thing for men.
Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.